and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This week's podcast recommendations come to us from Knowable, a platform for screen-free, audio-first courses led by experts. Their content is usually behind a paywall, but we've got access to a few courses just for you, Earbuddies. Stay tuned for more info on that. This episode covers the week of April 13th through 17th, 2020. This week's show is brought to us by the Tape Club podcast from Pod People. More info on Tape Club later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is lifelong learning. The curator is Ari Gutnick. Here's why Ari chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, my name is Ari Gutnick, and the theme I chose is lifelong learning. They say graduating college is simply the beginning, not the end. I chose this theme because as a young adult in my mid-20s, I've been trying to find ways to continue educating myself beyond my daily routine. I have found that being a lifelong learner allows me to explore new ideas, have better conversations, and most importantly, understand myself."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Ari. Monday's episode comes from On Purpose with Jay Shetty and is called How to Release Your Toxic Beliefs and Getting Back to Your Higher Nature. It's 63 minutes long. Jay Shetty interviews leadership coach Robin Sharma on his new book, The 5 AM Club. In addition to explaining his 20-20-20 formula on how to structure your morning for optimal daily productivity, he also introduces concepts about freeing yourself from distractions, the nature of the mind, and tapping into your primal genius. Learning can also get you into the flow state, which triggers the release of dopamine in your brain and helps you deal with stress and anxiety. Tuesday's episode comes from Knowable and is called Learn to Learn. This course is from Knowable and it's 5 hours long. Hosted by a team of behavioral psychologists, memory champions, polyglots, and masterminds, this course explains their proven strategies and teaches you how to learn better. Ari, our curator of the week, particularly enjoyed hearing from Yanjo Wintersoul, a Mongolian 3x memory champion. You can listen to this course for free on Knowable. Head to knowable.fyi for more information. Wednesday's episode also comes from Knowable and is called Speak with Confidence. It's a 7-hour course. Hosted by master communicators, including the 2019 world champion, speechwriters, and vocal coaches, including a longtime NPR voice coach, this course teaches you how to speak in any setting, from presenting to clients to giving a wedding toast to schmoozing at dinner parties. Knowable is giving Earbuds readers an exclusive coupon code to access this course for free. Redeem the course by using the code Earbuds on Knowable today. Head to knowable.fyi and enter code Earbuds at checkout. Thursday's episode comes from The Ground Up Show and is called The Morning Routine. It's 1 hour long. Josh Jansen from The Daily Talk Show joins Matt DiVella to discuss waking up early, morning routines, and why we care how others start their day. Friday's episode comes from A Tribe Called Yes and is called 4 Degrees of Separation with Ari Gutnick. It's 23 minutes long. In this episode, host Darren K. Roberts interviews Ari, our curator, about how he traveled from L.A. to New York, relying solely on connections he made via social media. This was a profound experience for Ari, and it was the first time that he truly began to believe the idea that you can learn something incredibly unique and fascinating from anyone. He wanted to share this episode because it was the first time that he began to become a lifelong learner. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Ari for this week's theme, Lifelong Learning. Listen in and let us know what you think. Each week in our newsletter, which you can find and sign up for on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, our curators have a chance to show off something that they love. It can be a project, a nonprofit they want to highlight, really anything. Here's what Ari wants to promote. He says, "I recently joined Knowable, a platform for screen-free, audio-first courses led by experts. I was attracted to this company because I found myself enjoying the format of podcasts, but didn't feel like I was receiving the knowledge like from an audiobook. Knowable is the perfect medium for me, a great way to learn a new skill on the go while keeping me engaged and interested. You can find the episodes Ari recommends and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in Lifelong Learning to the search bar. Three of the episodes will be there for your enjoyment. For the Knowable exclusive content, head to knowable.fyi to listen and learn. Next, let's check in on some podcast news. Like the rest of the world, the podcast industry is experiencing some changes in response to coronavirus. Sky Pillsbury, who writes the Inside Podcasting newsletter, has adapted to the times by asking readers to write in with their coronavirus and podcast-related stories. Before we get into some crowdsourced answers, a bit of strange news from Wondery, a prominent and prolific podcast production company. Sky writes in Inside Podcasting, Wondery CEO and Podcast Academy founder Hernan Lopez was charged with wire fraud and money laundering as part of a larger FIFA investigation. The case alleges that while Lopez was an executive at 21st Century Fox, he, quote, paid millions of dollars in bribes to secure lucrative media and marketing rights to soccer matches, end quote. Earlier this week, Lopez sent Sky the following statement, quote, I was shocked to hear about these old allegations, and I'm looking forward to challenging them before a jury. Also, I've been touched by the outpouring of support from friends and acquaintances, old and recent, close and distant, end quote. I'm sure we'll hear more on this story soon. Next, from Inside Podcasting, here are some coronavirus podcasts that you can check out. First, Doctor's Log, a COVID-19 journal, in which ER physician Dr. Esther Chu will report from the front lines of the coronavirus crisis. Next, Crooked Media's weekly 6 Feet Apart will provide a, quote, window into the hidden worlds of this pandemic, the chaos and fear, the resilience and innovation, all of which have been necessary parts of survival in this extraordinary moment, end quote. Next, CNN's Coronavirus Fact vs. Fiction has released a sister show in Spanish, Coronavirus, Realidad vs. Ficción. Next, the team behind the podcast Drilled, the climate science podcast, released a podcast called Heated. Also, Helio's Unmasking COVID-19. Another one is Endeavor's Making the Call about medical and bioethics. And Yahoo Finance just released a weekly podcast called A World Interrupted. There is a lot of coronavirus podcast content for you to explore. And now seems like a good time to offer a quick distraction to all the coronavirus podcast news. This past week, I released a podcast with my friend Shira Moskowitz, a New York City-based comedian. It's called Counterprogramming. In each episode, we explore a different type of counter. Get it? Counterprogramming. The first few episodes are focused on countertops. Marble, steel, wood, and granite. It's very ridiculous. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Counterprogramming with Shira and Ariel. Now, back to the podcast news. There have been a ton of podcast episodes released in which hosts check in on their listeners or the world at large. Reply All has published 2 episodes in which the hosts get on the phone with people during the pandemic. PJ and Alex have also invited fans to watch them play games with friends on Twitch. Sky tuned in for the inaugural match and it was surprisingly fun. No word yet on whether the audio will be released as a podcast. Pineapple Streets, The Kids Are All Home, is a crowdsourced podcast featuring audio from children who are stuck at home all over the world. The team that makes Nancy checked in with each other during a bonus episode. The first 2 episodes of WNYC's new show come through with Rebecca Carroll, 15 Essential Conversations About Race, examines COVID-19 through the lens of race. And Radiotopia's Over the Road reveals how COVID-19 has impacted truck drivers. As always, Sky is asking for your participation. She wants you to write in with stories about podcasts and coronavirus. Reach out to Sky if you are a podcaster and the virus has upended your work in some way. She wants to know what happened and how are you doing. Also reach out if you are a podcaster who is juggling work and kids at the same time. How are you doing it and what is keeping you sane? Reply to Sky by email at sky@inside.com. That's SKYE@inside.com. And if you want to receive the newsletter that I'm getting this information from, just head to inside.com/podcasting. Thank you to this week's newsletter and podcast sponsor, Tape Club. Tape Club is your new and essential guide to the podcast industry. Pod People founder and CEO Rachel King teams up with UK producer Pete Naughton of The Economist and The Telegraph to run tape on the major industry players, breaking news, and off-the-beaten-path listening recommendations. Be sure to listen and subscribe to Tape Club wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, Patreon time! Thank you to our supporters. It really helps, especially in this strange coronavirus time. Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, Maja, and Katie. You are the best. You can also become a patron to help support Earbuds. Head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month makes sense for you. Anything helps. Plus, you get this super fun shout out at the end of every Earbuds episode. What do we do with our contributions? That is a good question. We use it to pay our editors, Daniel and Abby. That is all for today. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 48 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendations email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. You can leave a review by going to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It lets you choose how you want to review the podcast without having to open any other apps. That's ratethispodcast.com/feedback. Leaving a review is super helpful, and it helps other people find the show. Thank you so much for reviewing. We'll read some of the reviews on upcoming shows. Big thank you to Ari Gutnick and Chris over at Knowable. Thank you guys so much for curating this week's list. It was super fun working with you. And we're excited to listen to all the shows that you recommended, plus the Knowable courses. Happy listening, everyone. Enjoy your week, wash your hands, and stay healthy.